Hey guys, just ended watching, just finished watching Dark Skies. Yeah, wow. I've seen a lot of horror movies, and I don't know if a film buff, what you call it, maybe a film enthusiast. I've seen a lot of movies. I'm very interested in special effects and I just dislike the grave misuse of CGI anything, but used well, and I can say without a doubt that this movie is a very good use of CGI anything, characters, blood, anything. Like, but getting back to the topic, this movie is about aliens, and it's about what it boils down to. And they don't hide it, so I'm not really spoiling this by telling you that it's an alien movie. It boiled down to its bare bones. It's basically a home invasion, but with aliens. It's like, and this movie makes a really good, like, through the setting, through the storytelling. The hints that they drop in the plot, basically the entire thing, like the acting, everything is making this into a really good, like, claustrophobic, and I'm not a claustrophobic person at all, and I felt it. It's a very claustrophobic, like, house invasion of aliens. I mean, with aliens. And it's just, I don't know, it just adds a whole different. I know Close Encounters of the Third Kind or the Fourth Kind or the really old movie, I forget the actual name, but it's way different from that because they really never. I mean, they leave the house and they're and I mean a lot of the I'd say half the scenes are out of the house, but it still feels like you're in the house and it's very claustrophobic. Like there's scenes in the woods and in another house at a friend's pool party, but it still really feels you still feel very claustrophobic because they have a lot of close-up shots of all the main characters, like the family that's there. So it's the mother and the father and the two kids, Jesse and Sam. And this movie, I mean, the music hits exactly where you think it. It's pretty obvious where it's gonna hit, but when it does, it's powerful. They drop hints all throughout the movie that hint at the ramp up at the end, and there's a huge ramp up at the end that freaks you out. I have seen some things in real life that didn't freak me out that much. Like I said, I watch movies a lot, and I have a lot of movies on DVD and a couple on VHS that I need to throw out, but I still was freaked out at the end of this movie. And it ramp, like I said, it ramps up, and it's not like a roller coaster. There is like a kind of, ebb and flow of the movie, but it generally, once you get at the end, you notice that it's a very gradual ramp up to this one huge, eerie freak out at the end. And the whole movie is just freaking eerie altogether. They go to the specialist There are things happening to all the all the four characters, the mother, the father, and the two kids individually that they don't talk about until like almost the very end. And the mother and father go and talk to a specialist on like abductions and everything, and he was an abductee, and he's telling both of them about something. The mother kind of like the mother's a true believer from the beginning. She just knows something's wrong, and she was just more accepting of like the unknown of like what may be happening. And the father just even at the during most of the alien experts' visit, they're talking, he's talking to them, and the father's always kind of giving subtle digs at the alien abduction expert guy. And then like he shows them a few, he asks them a few questions about what's been happening to them. And of course they gradually they just start saying yes to each one of them. And then, the mother kind of gets, a little bit freaked out by a couple of the last couple questions, and she starts walking away into the hallway. And and of course the alien abduction expert like apartment is full up of like, stories and clippings of, newspapers and stories that, very well could be aliens, or he actually just says Greys straight out. And then the mother happens upon this extra room that he has, and there's a wall of just abductees. I'm not going to give you the twist of what it is, because that's kind of ruining it. But like even the aliens, it's really freaky how this movie does a lot of the same things that all the other alien movies do, but the whole claustrophobic feel, the eerie feel it's happening to all the individual members of this family, and then collectively too. And there's a twist in that too, where I'm not, or there's an aspect to that that's kind of a clincher for the entire movie, especially during the end. But I don't know, it's even the aliens, like their movements, how they move around the world, and I mean, well, not the world, but this town, and especially in their house. They haven't done in any of the movies, I don't think. They did the huge glowing light, and they enter in a dramatic way, but and I'm not gonna tell you how they move around. But it's pretty freaky, and you don't really, I don't think they've actually done that in any other movie or in a lot of movies. There's also a part with the birds. You saw them in the trailer, so I can tell you about it. There's birds that fly into only the mother's home, and a bunch of birds, like I think they said five full flocks of I forgot which bird, but they all fly into the house while she's home, and she gets really freaked out. And then, a couple minutes down the line, a couple 20 or 30 minutes down the line, they go back to that, and the investigator of the birds tells them that like it's really freaky that this isn't just one flock, it's five flocks, five full flocks that actually were flying in different parts of the country and stuff like that. And there's all these other different really weird hints in the family that come together at the end. And like I said, like I keep on saying, there's a lot of hints and a lot of cues that they put in this movie that just ramp up to the end. And it's such a freaky end. And yeah, I mean, that's all I can say. It's a very weird feeling, that's very different from any of the other Alien movies that I didn't get from any of the other Alien movies. And there's a lot of things that they actually did put in this movie that aren't in all the other Alien movies, whether it be Alien Invasion or Signs kind of things. But yeah, I mean, I really recommend this movie. I'm gonna get it on DVD as soon as I can, for its special features and commentary or whatever else, and also the movie, because it's amazing. Yeah, I really recommend this. I'm running out of time, but yeah, just watch it. Really good movie. Highly recommend it.